I have a couple of issues with it in the fact that it's taxpayers' money that is being used, so the price of the electricity really needs to come down for charging, because it's still very, very high for the high-speed charging points. And, you know, I think to encourage everybody to buy more electric vehicles, that instead of 65, 66, 67 cent per kilowatt hour, it really needs to be reduced back to about 30, because you might as well be driving a diesel or a petrol car at that rate. So, you know, it's supposed to be a nationwide rollout. It was all, you know, fanfare, and, you know, there was great, I suppose there was support for it, but at the same time, you know, you can't say one thing and do something else. So I'm waiting to see if there are going to be any of these new charging points in Sligo and Leitrim. And it doesn't have to be motorway. You know, we have dual carriageway, we have our forecourts and garages and hotels, and I'm sure that an awful lot of those businesses would welcome that as well.
And councillor, obviously there's a big issue there that people often talk about, with the lack of charging points in the areas. And some people may point to say, well, there's a lack of electric vehicles in the area. And it's kind of a back and forth. Where do you kind of see the situation in that sense? How can this be remedied and how can it be fixed?
Well, it can be remedied by, I suppose, more electric chargers. And I know that we've had a rollout in public car parks around Sligo, and that has to be welcomed. But not all of them are high speed. And I think, again, because people, it has to be the same as getting a fill of diesel or a fill of petrol. People don't have time to wait half an hour when you're on the journey to charge a car. If you're, you know, most people who have electric cars now, they have chargers at home. But if you're, and I know that people would talk about range anxiety and that, and, you know, cars will travel for 500 or 600 kilometres now. But at the same time, if you're driving a lot over a week, you don't want to have to think about, where am I going to pull up? I have a meeting at such and such a time. I have to be somewhere, and I need my car charged fast, and I need it to be economical. And as I said, it goes back to how much money somebody saves. So if I'm looking to buy an electric car and I see that the price is not, you know, that it's there isn't a reduction, and I'm as well off staying in my petrol or diesel car, then, you know, the government really need to look at that.